Welcome to this very special edition of The Lindsay Elmore Show. Several months ago, I had the opportunity to interview more than 40 industry experts who taught me all different aspects of how we engineer our microbiome towards health and away from illness. I interview physicians, pharmacists, nutritionists, and thought-leading experts as we explore the many ways that all of the bugs and microbes that live on us and in us affect our health. Every week, I will be dropping a sample of one of the interviews right here in your feed, and you can follow along just like you do our full episodes of the podcast. When you decide that you would like to listen to a full interview from the Engineering Your Microbiome Summit, all you have to do is head to wellnessmadesimple.us, get signed up for free, and you will immediately have access to watch not just this episode, but all of the episodes and interviews that we conducted in the Engineering Your Microbiome Summit. Head to wellnessmadesimple.us to help learn practical tips that you can use in your daily life to ensure that you are walking towards health and wellness and away from illness. Welcome back, viewers, to the Engineering Your Microbiome Summit. I am your host, Dr. Lindsay Elmore, and in this interview, we are going to be talking about all things hormone. We're going to be talking about how the microbiome interacts with our estrogen metabolism and how poor gut health can bring about hormone imbalances that can lead to a wide variety of illnesses. My guest today is Dr. John Kim, who is a leader in functional medicine and the compounding pharmacy space. For the last 15 years, he has been a foremost voice in health, wellness, and preventative medicine. He received his doctorate in pharmacy from Rutgers University with high honors and trained in functional medicine with the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, also known as A4M. He actively lectures throughout the countries to educate and empower healthcare professionals and everyday people to live a healthy life. Dr. Kim specializes in various topics such as autoimmune disease, vector-borne illness, autism, mitochondrial dysfunction, and has been a huge resource for tons and tons of my followers because he is such an expert in natural hormone therapy. His message is clear. The doctor of the future is you. Amen. Dr. John Kim, welcome to the Engineering Your Microbiome Summit.
Lindsay, thank you so much for the invite. I'm always humbled by the intro, so thank you so much for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, and I mean it. You really, truly have been an exceptional colleague and allowed me to refer people to you because bioidentical hormones and compounding pharmacy, it's not my specialty. And so I'm grateful to count you among, this small but mighty group of pharmacists aiming to transform the way that we think about health.
Absolutely. I think us as being a pharmacist, but also within the functional medicine space, we actually have both worlds, understand the natural and the pharmaceutical and combining it together to get the best outcome possible for patients. So yeah. Again, it's an honor to, take care of your followers and everyone else out there.
Well, let's dive in and let's start out. Talk to us about the gut microbiome and how it engages with our hormones and how it can truly optimize our hormone balance.
Wow. Microbiome in itself is such a huge topic. We could probably take hours and hours explaining it. But one of the things that we have to understand is that microbiome in itself is such a huge world within our body. Let's take a microbiota, for instance. It has about 37 trillion cells in our body, and there's about 23,000 microbiome genes that reside in the body as well. And they're very diverse. We talk about not just about bacteria in general, but bacteria, fungi, protozoa, right? And different particular viruses end up having to really come into play within our body to create that microbiome space that we actually have. So that overall understanding that it's just a bacteria, that's not the case at all, because you actually have to have an interrelationship between all those organisms to create a certain things like an ecosystem and a homeostasis that the body's able to create. Now, that in itself will end up having to dictate a lot of features in our body, namely metabolism, immune system, and as well as a neuroendocrine, so namely hormones.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how does the microbiome interact with our hormones?
Well, one of the things is that the hormones in general being produced, not just that being metabolized, is dictated usually by the bacteria in itself. So just give you an example. One of the things we have to talk about is, namely, just give an example about estrogen metabolism. There's three different phases of estrogen metabolism. And first phase is hydroxylation. And that deals with your liver getting metabolized, metabolizing in different types of cytochrome P450 activity, namely 1A1, 1B1, and 3A4. And those are there to really help to neutralize some of the estrogen, and as well as utilizing different types of metabolites of estrogen to be utilized in the body for namely bone building process or working with your brain. So that in itself, the metabolizing and the liver enzyme all are dictated based on how healthy your microbiome is. And so let's just say you actually have a poor gut microbiome, namely you have a leaky gut issues or IBS, including PCOS, all those metabolites being come into play may end up having to work differently, resulting in you actually have a higher activity of 4-hydroxy or 16-hydroxy, which has been shown to creating insulin resistance, weight gain, as well as particularly linked to cancerous activity down the line. Right, so that's just one example that we end up having to give. So we're just diving into a small speck at this point. And then there's two additional phases where phase two, namely, deals with conjugation. So conjugation deals with how the body end up having to neutralize some of the toxins metabolized as created by the body in itself. So that in itself is created or dictated based on some of the enzymes the body creates, as well as the nutrients that you end up having to absorb from food, right? Mm-hmm. So that in itself is very important. It's also what you eat, what you interact with, what kind of environment do you live in, would end up having to really dictate how well your hormones are playing. That in itself is going to empower and dictate how well your microbiome is going to interact with that hormone metabolite. Because if you don't do well, you're going to have additional toxin getting built up, right? That's going to also cause a additional dysbiosis and all the other issues that comes up, especially breast cancer and including PCOS. Again, when you're dealing with fibrosis, those all are interrelated to having poor gut microbiome.
You know, you wouldn't even think. I think a lot of people, when they think about the microbiome, they think about digestion. But what you're saying is that estrogen goes through these multiple steps of metabolism, as well as detoxification, that is governed by the gut microbiome, correct?
Correct. And so now we go into phase three, that's basically eliminating now, right? Uh-huh. Pooping. It's such a taboo word to talk about, but you got to poop correctly in order to get your excess hormones out of the body. And that's where the overall healthy gut microbiome comes to play. So when you actually are dealing with a poor microbiome, which is going to result in a elimination aspect that's going to be compromised. And so what's going to happen is you're going to actually have estrogen being recirculated in the body. And so you have an elevated estrogen, which results in an estrogen dominancy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And estrogen dominance leads to all kinds of problems, all kinds. And so what's the risk of being estrogen dominant?
Oh, God, that's the whole thing that we could talk about right there in itself, right? So estrogen dominancy, you end up having to have, you know, a heavier bleeding. You actually can actually result in additional inflammation in the intestine. You could actually have a result being fibrosis getting produced, high risk of cancer. So those are some of the things that you could end up having to come into play. Also, when you're in a menopause period, let's just say, you actually have a higher risk of developing additional hot flashes or night sweats. So it's not just about estrogen being low. There's such a misunderstanding of practitioners think that hot flashes have resulted in low estrogen That's not the case at all. A lot of patients are actually estrogen dominant because they have an imbalance of hormones going on, gut dysbiosis is going on, insulin resistance, stress, and everything else going on, which resulted in hot flashes being a symptom or sign that's saying that, hey, there's something going on here.
Yes. I mean, and estrogen dominance, you also just think about, I also think about infertility. I think about PCOS. I think about just mood disorders, all kinds of things that can be caused by estrogen dominance. And I think it's kind of a buzzword these days, but it's also a very, very real phenomenon that is making a lot of women not feel good at all. And so, you know, talk to us about yeast overgrowth, IBS, and how do they impact our hormonal balance?
So some of the things that having to come into play, having a gut dysbiosis, or at least, having an imbalance of some of the bacteria that's growing, can result in, SIBO effect, right? So small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, parasites, insufficiency of good bacteria versus bad bacteria, impaired digestion resulted in lack of enzyme that's being produced, right? As well as leaky gut, that's the final results that you see. You also come into play with lipoprotein saccharides. I think something that you mentioned about as well was a huge play into this particular gram-negative bacteria causing a leaky gut. And so you have a tight junction being loose. And so there's a lot more activity in dealing with food allergens and namely causing additional gut dysbiosis and having these particular enzymes come into play. And so you have a recirculation of the hormones going on and then hormonal imbalance, right? And then the final thing that really tips us off the scale is the elevated beta glucuronidase levels.
Okay, so talk to us about why is that important?
All right, so beta glucuronidase, one of the key things is that is there. So beta glucuronidase is one of the things, one of the activities to neutralize the toxin as well as the hormones in the body. And we talked about that example where a healthy individual is able to excrete it out by elimination. But the problem ended up having to come into play when you see a higher levels of beta glucuronidation. Well, that particular activity increases the recirculation of estrogen. Mm-hmm. And so you end up having to artificially elevate the estrogen that your body actually has versus what is being produced. Okay. So that resulted in estrogen dominancy.
Yes, yes. And, talk to us a little bit about, medications and their impact on the gut. And really specifically, we have some really clear-cut medications that are used. They kill off our microbiome, and now we're leading towards more estrogen and testosterone and progesterone problems. So how does the fact that we have all of these problems lead to all of the issues that we've been discussing?
Yeah, well, let's talk about the history of how much you've been taking antibiotic throughout your entire life, not just about points that you end up having to take for upper respiratory issues or even tooth extraction, but even in terms of the years that when you were born, right? That also come into play in terms of how were you born? Were you born through vaginally or were you born through your C-section when your mom actually gave birth? So all those things come into play in terms of how well your microbiome actually come into play, right? So whenever I see a patient for a consultation, for instance, it's not just about the history of antibiotic therapy, but also I ask about, how were you born? How much have you been taking antibiotic throughout your entire life? What kind of meals or dietary food that you've been eating? Because food in general is very cultural. So depending on where you lived, what kind of food that you're eating, for instance, I grew up as a Korean American. And so staple thing that we ended up having to eat growing up was kimchi, which is a fermented vegetable. But well, that actually has a lot of good nutrients in terms of producing that particular good bacteria that you need, but also has natural enzymes to really strengthen the immune system and everything else. So there are epigenetic aspects that we really have to talk about in dealing with hormone replacement, hormone relationship, along with what the patients are going through. Mm-hmm. So antibiotic therapy and a history is really, really important when you're talking about these things.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, antibiotics are also very important to teach people that there's a major drug interaction with birth control medications where we lose the ability of the gut bacteria and the beta-glucuronidase that you were discussing. We lose the ability to recycle the estrogen, which leads to lower levels of estrogen, which is not something that you want if you're taking birth control pills in an attempt to avoid an unintended pregnancy. If you've been wanting to live a healthy lifestyle, but you're done trying temporary diets and exercises, and you are frustrated because you don't know where to find reliable health education, and you don't have someone that you can trust to lead you to what wellness options are out there and make them simple enough to incorporate into a busy modern lifestyle, you are the perfect person to head over to wellnessmadesimple.us, where you can learn practical skills from me that you need to build a healthy lifestyle. When you get access to Wellness Made Simple, you will be immediately poured into more than 85 videos, more than 11 hours of education, and join a community of more than 2,400 positive reviews. All you have to do is get access by heading to wellnessmadesimple.us. Watch the coursework and implement simple strategies daily into your life that can positively transform your health. Head to wellnessmadesimple.us to get access today. The Lindsay Elmore Show is written and produced by me, Lindsay Elmore. Show segments are produced by Sue Procco and Derek Lugo. Sound design and editing is by Jive Media. Support The Lindsay Elmore Show by heading to lindsayelmore.com/podcast. Your contribution, no matter how big or how small, helps us to bring the best guests to the interview chair. Thank you so much for listening. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Share this and all of your favorite episodes with a friend and on social media. Be sure to tag @Lindsay Elmore Show and help us bring the pod to more people.